SAFM Market Update with MoneyWeb.
And it's 5 minutes past six. Good evening. Welcome to the SAFM Market Update with MoneyWeb. My name is Sikim Gabadeli. A busy day on the financial results front today. Speaking to famous brands, you'll know their own restaurants like Wimpy, Tasha's and Steers, reporting a 16% rise in revenue, also opening a record number of new restaurants across their brand portfolio in the year to February. Meanwhile, Tongaat Hewlett says their operating profit declined by 12% in the year through March 31st. We're also going to be speaking to Direct Retail Group Verimark. They saw a drop in revenue from their continuing operations during the period in which they're reporting now. Chris Gilmore watching the markets for us today and looking at those markets. A pretty quiet day. We had public holidays in the UK today, a bank holiday, and also the US also on holiday mode. So you know what happens. All our dual listed stocks see very little action, and then of course that means that our market sees very little action as well. The All Share down about a tenth of a percent at 53,985. Top 40 also flat to negative. The Rand at 11.93 to the dollar, 18.43 against sterling, and 13 Rand 10 cents against the euro. Gold price $1,206.06 an ounce. Platinum at $1,148.56 an ounce. And Brent crude at $65.43 a barrel, creeping down yet again. Hi, Chris.
Yes, Siki.
Like I said, it's a very strange day because very busy locally with everybody coming out, a lot of companies coming out with results today. But of course, without those volumes and the momentum from overseas markets, we do see a bit of slowness.
No, you're right. And look, I think what we're also seeing is the backwash from what happened in the US on Friday. We got interesting set of CPI figures coming out of the US. We also had Janet Yellen talking, I think it was in Rhode Island,
yes,
and saying that, you know, contrary to what most people have thought she was going to say, that we probably are going to start seeing interest rate hikes in the US as the year progresses. Again, wouldn't be drawn on exact sort of timing, but I think, again, that made the dollar go stronger. And if you look at, you just mentioned there, the cross rates, Rand definitely weaker against the dollar. Interestingly, not as weak against some of the other currencies like the pound and the euro, for example. And then, of course, this week it's going to be fascinating because we're going to get GDP figures coming out, notably in South Africa.
Yeah.
10:30 tomorrow, we get first quarter GDP. And that will give us an indication just how much damage has been wreaked upon the economy by Eskom. And then, of course, as the week progresses, we'll also get U.S. First quarter GDP. I don't think we get too excited about that. But, you know, we're getting a lot of data, both on the economic front and on the company front, and it gives guys like me an awful lot to digest.
And of course, talking about load shedding, that is a theme that's coming through across lots of the results that we've seen from companies. It's just the impact is quite direct.
Yeah, every single one today, they mentioned the impact of load shedding. So I think if we see a broad economic figure for Q1 GDP that says the Eskom situation hasn't been having much effect, then it's probably not capturing what's really going out there in the real world. So, for example, talking to famous brands today, I asked, you know, what kind of proportion of their outlets would have generator capacity, and they reckon maybe about 30%, and it's growing. Same thing with Spur. I spoke to Pierre Fontonder a few months ago about that, and you know, you talk to Verimark, same type of thing. So I think all retailers are having they're really having to contend in a big way with the impact of power outages, and any benefit that many of them would have had earlier in the year from the lower oil price has been more than negated in terms of the sheer cost of trying to maintain their operations in the face of rolling blackouts.
All right, let's have a look at some of the results. We're going to be speaking to Michael van Straten, CEO of Verimark, a little bit later on the program. But we have already spoken to Kevin Hedewick at Famous Brands. We're going to play you that interview in a few minutes' time. But doing well, but had to pull out of India again.
We're talking about famous brands.
Yes, famous brands.
Yeah. You know, that's a hideously difficult country in which to do business. I mean, SAB kind of manages it there. Shoprite had to leave it. So India, very, very difficult indeed place to do business. But if you look at the rest of Africa, you know, it's relatively small, but that's doing actually chugging along quite nicely. Profit margins there are static compared to last year. Had a little bit of a hiccup in some of the areas. But nevertheless, still looking very good. Overall, you make very, very good profit margins the rest of Africa. And if you look at the operation in the UK, the Wimpy operation, which they were criticized for going into a few years ago, now that appears to have turned. And then across the board, you know, I think a total operating profit margin, 20.5%. That really is quite phenomenal.
Yeah.
This is a company that is just quality throughout, and it's incredibly consistent. And I think that bears testament to the fact they've got such a huge diversity of different types of outlets. So maybe if one's not doing quite so well, the other one's doing extremely well. And there's a very very small amount of cannibalization between the different types of brands.
You also had a look at Rhodes Foods?
Yeah. Now, that's an interesting one. That was listed back at the end of last year.
Yeah.
When it came onto the market, it was trading about 13 rands. And a lot of people said, wow, it's kind of expensive. Well, in the intervening period, it's been as high as, what, 21, 22 rands. It's currently around about 20, a little bit less than 20. It's a very rarefied territory, around about 40 times PE. They supply to Woolies. They do a lot of exports. It's quality food. And, you know, they do a lot of, there's a nice split between long life and fresh.
Yeah.
So I think if you look at the kind of balance this company's got, it's got a lot of balance between those different types of food, between the kind of outlets they go for. They suffered a little bit of a loss in their U.S. operations because of a packaging loss, the 8.5 million rands, but they'll probably recoup that on the insurance front. That's not a huge nightmare for them. And I think as the year progresses, it's become very much a favorite amongst analysts who cover the food sector. And it's gaining popularity all the time, but very much priced for perfection at 40 times PE. You can't afford to make too many mistakes.